In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, today we know is the feast of our patron, St. Isidore, the patron of this Catholic Church. It is a time, therefore, to celebrate. It is an obligation that we hold to celebrate this feast as parishioners of this Catholic Church. And so we know, of course, there is a special semblance, a special celebration that we have today, having this sung mass, the beauty of a sung mass over the low mass that we normally have. But there is much more to this feast that we want to celebrate. And so some of you children will find today that there will be a certain celebration during the day that you will find, and this is something good. But we want to look at the life of Saint Isidore, because by having him as our patron, we want to be proud of him. It's not enough to receive the graces of a celebration. We want to be proud of this saint, and we want to therefore know why we are proud of our patron saint. So do we know much about Saint Isidore? Can we tell someone today, when we go out of this church, who Saint Isidore is? He is our patron of this church, and he was a farmer. Do we know much more? If not, how can we be proud of this saint? How can we try to follow his example? And so let us look at a very small part of his life so that we can learn more, to love him more, and therefore to follow his example. Saint Isidore lived in the 12th century, the 1100s, in Madrid, Spain. He was a Spaniard, and he was, as we know, a farmer, but he did not have his own farm. He worked on the farm of another. And during his life, he got married to a beautiful young lady, and they had one son who died early in his years. And then we know, upon the death of Saint Isidore, he was canonized about 500 years after his death. And he was canonized with four other very famous Spaniard saints in 1622. And they know in Spain of these saints as the five saints. This is quite special to know that our patron saint is classified in Spain as one of the five saints. Very interesting to note. He was canonized with St. Ignatius Loyola, St. Teresa of Avila, Philip Neri, very strong and permanent saints. This is our patron. But having known these little facts of his life, let us dive into why he's a saint. Why did he become a saint? Why do we want to follow his example? Well, let us say this, that there is definitely one reason to follow his example, because his whole family is in heaven. Saint Isidore is a saint. He's in heaven. His wife, Maria, was canonized a saint after he was. How often do we have a mother or a husband and a wife canonized together? They are both in heaven. This is a beautiful marriage. And this is, for you, dear married faithful, an example to follow. And then we can say his son, who died very early on, he, God willing, never sinned, or having only sinned venially, would be also in heaven today. All three, Trinity, all three in heaven, Deo gratias. So therefore, we can say that this man, this husband, this farmer, is one to follow. What did he do? He went into this world early on as a farmer, to work, using his talents, his skills, to shine in the world, to be the light in the darkness, to be the good example for others. He did not have much of an intellect. He did not do very well in his studies, but he had talents given to him by God that he used in the world. And then, at the end, and some of you know this, his master was going to punish him because he was always in the church praying, and therefore he thought that the field was being neglected. His work was not being done. So one day, his master went to the field to catch him, because of course he knew St. Isidore was in the church. He went to the field, and most of you know this, the master found the field being plowed, not by St. Isidore, but by an angel. And so the master could not punish St. Isidore. His work was being done. God was being glorified. What else could be done? So what can we learn from this? We can say that we must, dear faithful, dear children, use our talents given by God to use a good example in the world. Do not hide your talents. What God has given to you, utilize in the world. Even if you don't have a great intellect to, in a sense, bring people to God by your logic, by your intelligence, you can at least bring people to God by your good example, by doing the will of God. And do not forget to give God his time, to pray, to come to Mass, to sacrifice your will. That was St. Isidore's greatest example, is to pray, to make visits to the Blessed Sacrament, to sacrifice his time for God. But never leave your duty undone. So if your duty is left undone, then you know you are not doing the will of God. But if God calls you to a greater sanctity, to give more time to Mass, give more time to time of prayer, then do so, and God will take care of your duty, as he did for St. Isidore, sending his angels, sending his saints to take his place. So let us follow the example of St. Isidore, just as it is an obligation for us to celebrate the feast today. It is an obligation of us to follow the example of St. Isidore. We must try to be a light in the world, to be a good example by what we do and what we say. And therefore, I will pray this Mass and offer this Mass for you faithful, that you faithful of St. Isidore's Catholic Church can be the example that God wants of you, so to bring other souls to God, as St. Isidore brought other souls to him, to God, by his example of using his talents, by being happy with his sacrifice, and ultimately by spending time in prayer, by showing others that this is the way to God. St. Isidore, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.